In the Pipeline. This series profiles the men and women who are in the final year of preparation for the public teaching or preaching ministry at our Emmanuel Lutheran College and Seminary in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. This month, Nathan Axel Buck, age 24, program education, year in school, senior. Question, where were you born? Eau Claire, Wisconsin, born and raised. Married? Unmarried? Tell us about your family. I'm engaged to be married to my wonderfully beautiful and talented girlfriend, Jessica Salter. I'm the oldest of four children, three boys and one girl. They're wonderful and talented too, I guess. Well, what hobbies, sports, or extracurriculars interest you? Drawing, writing, running, fishing, hunting, stamp collecting, coin collecting, gaming, cooking, singing, and kayaking. Well, tell us one thing about yourself that most people don't know. For someone practical, I'm also extremely creative and love spontaneous, inventive storytelling. I've been a counselor at God's Kids Camp during the summers and always tell stories to the boys in our cabin before lights out. This past year, I was asked by some little girls to tell one on the beach during swim time. It stretched over 2 days and involved the girls as the seven bravest warrior princesses in the land, who defeated an evil red-bearded pirate who was trying to capture unicorns. In the story, I was a dolphin because they found out that dolphins are my favorite animals. Which academic subjects especially interest you? Well, that's a tough one. All of them. But if I have to pick, geography, science, and history. How did you first come to consider the public teaching or preaching ministry as a career? I only considered becoming a teacher less than 4 years ago. Previously, I'd thought of being a GIS specialist or an architect. I really wanted to do so many things that I realized teaching would encompass my love for every subject and convey that to help kids love those subjects too. Even after I enrolled, I wasn't entirely sure until a year in. Actually, for someone who's about to graduate and become a teacher, I have to admit, and my past teachers may agree, I often would rather have been anywhere else but school. I don't really know when that suddenly flipped to, quote, I want to be a teacher in school as my job, end quote. But God gradually led me toward teaching. It's been a blessing to look back and see how He's prepared me by letting me see the teachers I had as role models and also by helping me identify with students, both those who struggle and those who excel. A friend of mine once warned me that, quote, you don't make money, end of quote, as a Christian day school teacher. But I know that spiritual blessings outweigh material ones, hands down. I will work hard and am confident that God will provide. What have you appreciated most about your time at ILC? ILC is amazing and unique. I've come to appreciate nearly everything about it. From coaching cross-country to being a member of the tour choir. I appreciate the fact that ILC students rank high academically, but the real reason we are different is that we are all gathered day to day in the Word and in Christian fellowship. The professors and staff at ILC go above and beyond to help and guide students in their academic, social, and spiritual lives like no other school does. I'll always be grateful for Emmanuel. What qualities do you think will most be needed by the future leaders of the church? Hard to say, but no matter whether we're talking about past leaders or future leaders in the church, there is one thing needful: God's Word in full, Luke 10:42. Our society is so individualized and materialistic, we need leaders who will look outside themselves, not just selflessly to help others under their care, as is the charge of any leader, but to find their hope and strength in Christ and His grace alone. All teachers need tact, integrity, charisma, and knowledge. But while others kick morals and scripture to the curb, the one thing needed most is to instruct all in the gospel, as we do in our CLC schools.